Most people are surprised that I'm actually really a private person and I don't share a ton of our personal and family lives. But the things that I know will resonate with and touch my audience, those stories are worth sharing.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
Arianna Huffington said the quote, "People remember in stories, not statistics." And not to just disregard that quote and the power of it and follow that up with a statistic, research shows that telling a story is 22 times more memorable than simply stating the facts. Hopefully that catches your attention as we dive into the power of storytelling and how you can become a better storyteller online. I mean, do you ever scroll through Instagram and read captions wondering how people come up with such beautiful or inspiring or even funny stories to share? I'm right there with you. Sometimes it can be a challenge to recognize and uncover our own stories that feel worth sharing or even knowing how to share them given all the mediums that we use online. The good news? Storytelling is a skill that can be honed. You need not be a natural at it to do it well. You can learn and grow in this arena, which is awesome. Our stories help us communicate in a way that makes our work worthwhile or talk about times that have led us to this point in our lives and to share those moments in a way that's meaningful and real. Not only does it require some serious internal digging, but it can also feel incredibly vulnerable. And vulnerable is scary, especially when considering sharing it with, when you think about it, like the whole world. But on the other hand, stories are the things that connect us with one another. Have you ever sat down with a grandparent and asked them to tell you about their childhood or their first romance? If you haven't, I'd urge you to call them up if you're able to, or an aunt or an uncle or a parent, and just ask those questions. You'll be amazed by the things you can learn about your family members that very likely contributed to who they are today, their personality, their outlook, what makes them tick, their decisions or behaviors. I actually got to do this really recently. My three living grandparents took a road trip together to drive up to our spot on Lake Superior. They spent a night with us, and every time I'm with them, they tell all these stories that I never want to forget. Like, I want to secretly just record all of our conversations on my phone because they matter to me. I never want to forget these things. And so while they were here after breakfast, I pulled out my microphones, we sat at the table, and I asked them a bunch of questions about their lives, their experiences, their memories, what they want their legacy to be. It was honestly just a super powerful and special experience. And my grandpa told this incredible story, of course, when our mics were off, about this relative of ours who had shared this tragic life event with him right before he passed. And he told my grandpa, he said, "If you weren't here to listen to me now, this story would have been gone when I left this earth." Those words, like, oh, they gave me goosebumps. And the fact that now I can be the keeper of the story passed down over generations shows the power of sharing your story and documenting it in a meaningful way. Just as our ancestors' stories are important, the same thing goes for us. We have these stories about our backgrounds, our triumphs, our challenges, our transformations that come together to shape who we are as human beings. As we leave this digital blueprint daily, either knowingly or unknowingly, we are undoubtedly writing our legacy out every time we hit publish with every post. And today, I want to share with you how to dig up those meaningful stories and share them in a way that feels natural and cohesive and not cringy so that you can use them as tools in crafting your own legacy, but also as a means to communicate through your marketing and messaging in order to connect with the right people. Because our stories matter and sharing them with others is the quickest way for your community to understand who you are and what you do in a memorable way. And it provides a way for them to connect with you on a deeper level and visualize themselves living out in their own unique stories. Are you ready? Let's dive on in.
First up, you're going to want to determine your core brand stories. So let's talk about your brand, okay? Did you know that science actually backs up great storytelling and branding? Our brains respond positively to descriptive stories with what researchers call synchronizing or neural coupling. It's basically like a fancy way of saying for when similar brain activity occurs in two people, leading to a mirroring effect that enhances comprehension and understanding of one another. So in other words, stories are what help us understand one another, like they connect us. So how do you know what stories to tell? We all have that Facebook friend that goes a little too deep, a little too often, and we feel a vulnerability hangover for them. Like, I am all for vulnerability and rawness, but we also want to make sure that our stories are being presented with the goal of connection, not just plain old shock value or complaining for the sake of complaining or venting about our circumstances. Your stories have this opportunity to hold power, and you want to wield that power wisely and thoughtfully. Now, before we get into the types of stories you can be sharing online, let's talk about what each one should incorporate, because there's actually this really simple formula that you can stick to that will ensure the stories you share are effective and leave readers with a better understanding or insight into who you are. So, are you ready for that simple formula? Here it goes. So, first, keep it simple. Now, I know that sounds really obvious, but when you're writing a caption or an email to your community, you want to keep in mind that we live in a super fast-paced world with not very long attention spans. Your story should have a beginning, middle, and end, and will resonate best if that order follows this obstacle, success, solution story arc, okay? Obstacle, success, solution. So you might want to start with a challenge or dilemma. Why did you start? Was there a challenge? And then in the middle, how did you move through it? What actions did you take? And when did this take place? And the end is less of a true end with most personal stories that we'll share, but instead think of it as a progression and a close with a way that ties up that specific story and offers a little dose of finality, which creates relatability, optimism, or connection for your readers. Second tip, show your personality. Just like we like seeing the humans behind brands, not just their logos and products, we also like to hear the personalities behind a brand voice. This is what makes your brand completely unique and you. So let who you are, quirks and all, shine through. Authenticity means aligning your brand values with your personal values. And one quick way to show that is by letting people into who you are as a person and using language that fits you and the way that you communicate. The goal here is to have your spoken voice match your online voice. And it can take time to hone in on how to do that. But the more that you practice, the easier it gets. I totally promise on that one. And finally, you want to leave them with a higher purpose. So like I said, we're not just sharing our stories for our own personal reasons to vent or to brag about ourselves. There needs to be a deeper connection involved that leaves the reader feeling more understood or less alone or inspired to take action. This is actually where our why stories come into play so strongly. Like your why story or that origin story likely began with facing some sort of challenge, deciding to make a change, and then launching on the current path you're on, right? These kind of stories have the opportunity to leave a piece of your legacy behind. So you want to make sure that they always connect back to a deeper purpose than just solely sharing something interesting about you. You always want to help the reader connect with the story in a way that helps them move forward. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough, but I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. So now let's think about the actual content of the stories. Like, this is the fun part. Brands communicate best when centering their messaging and service on stories because people connect with people and experiences that they can understand. It's really helpful to have a few core brand stories that you can return to and retell in new ways. I recommend starting by having a functional story, an emotional or transformational story, and a moral story that you can rework in fresh ways that make up the core messaging of your brand. Really, you don't need to have a million stories. If you can start with these three, they're going to provide the foundation for your efforts in storytelling to create connection. So the functional story is something that makes someone say, "This person or this service could really make my life easier or better because of this experience." It's a story for how you can relate to your clients on, you guessed it, a functional level. Then your emotional or transformational brand story is something that helps your ideal client connect with you and think, "Oh my gosh, I've been there too." This story is something that enables your clients to understand you on a deeper level because you've walked through something challenging and made it to the other side, and they can actually see themselves in that same position. And then lastly, your moral story is kind of like your like big aha moment or your why. It's something that connects your ideal client to your broader mission or goal and empowers and invites them to step into who they are meant to be. Can you see how these story examples begin with you and your experience, but end with how it impacts your audience? That is the key to exceptional brand storytelling, and it's the main thing I want for you to walk away from this episode with if you don't take anything else. So if you're struggling to come up with your core stories, try this little exercise of asking yourself the following questions and journaling out your answers with the first things that come to mind. What are you most passionate about in this life? Like, if you could fill your days with anything, if you had zero time or financial constraints, what would you do? Think about where that passion stemmed from or how you got interested or curious about it. Walk through the story of how and why you became so passionate about that thing. For example, I often tell the story of my origin story of buying the $300 camera from Craigslist that made me fall head over heels in love with photography, and thus I launched my own photography business. It explains the origins of my passion and paints a picture of where I started. Okay, here's another prompt. What have been some significant transformations or turning points in your life? Think of this as your own personal before and after transformation, like the ones you see on your favorite home reno shows on HGTV. Before X happened, you were this person. But after you've learned X, Y, and Z, you became this person. You've got to fill in the blanks for yourself, but we all have these turning points, both good and bad, whether it's marriage, a breakup, a birth of a child, a family tragedy, a job change, a career change, or something else. Think of who you were before those big moments, and then write what's happened since. For me, a super meaningful story I share is about how when we had our second miscarriage and I had to show up and shoot a wedding knowing that my body could lose the baby at any minute. And I had this major realization that I had built a business that stopped the second I stopped, and I actually felt trapped. I needed to change. And that's when my business changed and the way that I was pursuing business changed. Lastly, you want to have that deep why story. Why do you do what you do? What makes your job or your dreams meaningful? I often think of this exercise that my business coach Dean walked me through called the 7 levels deep, where you keep asking yourself why to get to the real heart of why you do what you do and how you can communicate it. I always think about this story of a man who says he wants to lose 20 pounds and someone keeps asking him why. It's not just about the weight. Like, what is compelling enough for him to actually change his lifestyle and to follow through on that goal? And as the person keeps asking why, and as he continues to unpack all the things we generally think about, you know, to feel better so his clothes would fit better, the heart of his initial why was actually to be able to chase after his grandson when he visits him. Now, we all have a why, and if we're set on doing big things, our why has to be so compelling we couldn't possibly give up even on the hard days. Maybe you need to go 7 levels deep to explore your true why. If you go to Google and type in Jenna Kutcher 7 levels deep, you can walk through this exercise with me. And I really challenge you to do that if you're struggling with figuring out what is your why. One more idea is to look back on your childhood and think about what interactions, experiences, and influences led to who you are today. Again, these can be challenges or positive things. Both have the chance to weigh on our souls and impact who it is that we become. So go down both roads and think about what stories or experiences from your youth have shaped who you are, what you believe to be true, what you do today. There's so much unpacking to be done, and there's so much richness in those stories. These storytelling prompts will guide you to look at your past and experiences and be able to share them in a way that impacts your clients and readers to further connect them with your deeper purpose and your mission. Now, how to share these stories seamlessly into your content, you ask? Well, it's a delicate dance, but it's one that I know you can pick up on in no time. There are a few guidelines I consistently follow when I use storytelling in my content that you might find helpful to make your stories as effective and purpose-driven as possible. For starters, take time away from the moment instead of trying to capture new stories in real time. A lot of times people post quickly while they are in a moment, like when it's actually happening. It's like the Insta part of our culture. But instead, I invite you to pause, to give a moment some space. While you may be experiencing something that could be a useful touch point for your audience in real time, if you wait and take a step away and give yourself the time to ask yourself, why does this matter? What makes this moment memorable? How do I invite someone into this true experience of this moment? Answering those questions thoughtfully will help you to tell a story better. And as a bonus, you can be more fully present to experience the moment instead of having to duck out of it to document it all or to try to type it out in real time. I like to keep a note on my phone where I scribble down certain experiences, stories, lines, takeaways, and encounters so that I never forget special experiences and so that I don't feel this pressure to share them right away. Like, I never post in real time. It's a super great way to stay present and yet remember details that you want to later share. And it helps you to build up a vault of ideas for the days when you're stuck on what to share or what to say. Another thing I always consider when writing a story-based piece of content is thinking in terms of the end result. What do you want someone to know or understand by sharing this story? Like, what is your goal in sharing it? Is it to connect? Is it to encourage? Is it to inspire action? Or is a goal simply to entertain or make someone smile? Like, that's valid in and of itself. The end goal doesn't always need to be some major transformation or emotional shift. Just make sure you include your reader in the storytelling process. Make them feel like an active participant in the experience. This is how you tell effective stories that inspire people into action. While we haven't been doing anything resembling a cocktail party in what feels like forever, I always think of the main stories you find yourself sharing with others. I feel like we naturally have these go-to stories that we find ourselves sharing. And the beauty in thinking in terms of storytelling when it comes to branding is that you don't have to have this infinite library of stories to do it effectively. If you stick with my first recommendation of nailing down your origin story, your transformation story, and a story that led you to your why, you're going to be in great shape. But as you introduce new stories to your audience or in your content, I also recommend telling a story a few times and paying attention to how people receive it each and every time. Now, that doesn't mean you share the same exact caption verbatim 5 times on Instagram, but try to retell that same story or pieces of the same stories in fresh ways in all kinds of different mediums, from blog content to emails to social posts to IG stories. Like, think about it. It's like a comedian practicing their jokes and relying on feedback. The more that you tell a story, the better you get at telling it. And by paying attention to responses, the questions people have and the way that they engage with you, it's going to help you discern what to keep and what to toss when you share it, helping you become a more effective storyteller. Now, remember, not everyone is going to see all of your content every single time. So even though it might feel like you've said the same thing over and over again, to a new follower or someone who's just been introduced to your brand or someone who's missed your previous posts, this could be a touch point that they need to more significantly understand who you are, what you do, and what your journey's been. Whenever I have something I want to be a memory, I think of how I can share a little piece of it with someone else to imprint it in my brain and to imprint it in theirs. I look at social media as a piece of our legacy, so I definitely want my stories to live there. Does it mean I share everything? Definitely not. In fact, most people are surprised that I'm actually really a private person and I don't share a ton of our personal and family lives. But the things that I know will resonate with and touch my audience, those stories are worth sharing, and they're important. Jeff Walker said in his book launch that instead of hoping that I could somehow weave such magically spellbinding sales copy that could keep people reading for page after page, I used great sequential content and the power of story to pull the prospect into my message. Instead of delivering the equivalent of a super long monologue, I turned the whole process into a conversation. That is what stories are. They're starting points for conversation, and they open the door to connection, which is imperative for building trust and, yes, ultimately making conversions in your business. Your business and brand need stories to survive and to thrive. We have the opportunity to use the experiences we've personally learned and grown from and help our own audience learn and grow too. And that is so powerful. Stories can impact your prospective clients by showing them that if you're capable, they are too. And if you could overcome and walk through certain hardships, they can too. That's a big win in the way of marketing and building a memorable presence in the online space. So keep sharing those stories that matter to you. Keep honing in on the process. Keep refining your art of storytelling, because I know for a fact your stories matter to others too. This is our legacy. Let's live it out loud. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer care team is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.